coming in hot.
And you're riding those faders like King Tubby. I love it.
Oh, it's the newest in new for you and your crew. Music director Lachlan Holland. My man, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you? How's your week?
Well, not too bad.
Let's find out how you're going.
Yeah, you're doing all right. You're looking pretty fresh and chipper, considering that last night you were there at the Future Soul Sound System, Stro Motion, on at the Oxford Art Factory. Natalie Slade, Chinta, Ed Seven, the Shadows of Tomorrow DJs. How'd you pull up?
Pulled up all right at the moment, I think. Great night of music.
You think?
You know, Natalie Slade, obviously, with the new album Molasses, performing a large part of that. And Ed Seven's always a really great DJ. And also shout-outs to Sophie and Prize of Shadows Crew, holding it down at either end. It was good to see a lot of familiar faces.
Ed Seven, such a consummate performer. Whenever I see Ed Seven live, I never question what happened to the previous six Eds. Just always happy that he's there.
Yeah, same.
It was a wonderful night. Good stuff. Shout-outs to you. And if you want to find out more about the Shadows of Tomorrow DJs, they're on 8 p.m. every Monday evening here on 2SEO.
Follow them on Insta. They do some great GIFs as well. They do, and that's to go with amazing music. So
they do some great JPEGs
great
too.
Great DJing, right? Everything. So yeah, JPEGs.
You join us every Friday morning to chat new music. You've chosen to do so again today.
Yep, I've been cordially invited once more. I hope I can make it to the next round.
You're not doing in-depth cricket analysis, despite your ongoing pleas that that's what you wanted to pivot this segment towards.
Well, as summer approaches, I hope you reconsider that.
Approaches. Look at you, the leather on willow.
Although it's a bit uncanny, you know, like the cricket season started in August, and I just find that disconcerting in a certain way. You know, they're playing up. I know, granted, they were playing in, what was it, Darwin and Mackay.
Nah, man. But, the cricket season's like the 7-Eleven now. It's 24/7, 365.
It's the carnival.
Yeah, I love
carnival of cricket that never ends.
With the new music that you're programming, have you got anything international to get us started with?
Let's do it, Danny. As always, we only really have time for a handful of releases here. There's much more that you can find on the 2SER website. But let's start with a new record from Guedra Guedra. It's called Mutant.
Ooh, I like the sounds of this one. Where's Guedra Guedra from?
Guedra Guedra is from Morocco, sort of based between Marrakesh and Casablanca.
I love it there.
It's a solo project of Abdella M. Hassak, who's also a DJ and an archivist. He gets around doing field recordings and diving into music archives as well as interviews and things, and that's sort of the pastiche that he uses to base a lot of his music on, along with a whole host of synthesizers.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And he's got a new record out, eh?
He does. It's called Mutant, as we mentioned. And it's his second record. It's just come out on the Smuggler's Way label. And it sort of sits between the boundaries of modern electronic music, particularly bass music being a big influence, and African polyrhythms. And
colour me
worth
excited.
Into.
Colour me intrigued. Let's have a cut from it now. What are we going to listen to?
All right, we're going to go with The Arc of Three Colours.
The Arc of Three Colours belongs in a museum. This is Guedra Guedra with The Arc of Three Colours, new music report, 2SER Breakfast. That's Guedra Guedra there with the Arc of Three Colours from the new album Mutant. That's first cab off the rank for today's edition of the New Music Report. Music director Lachlan Holland, do you read me?
I read you loud and clear, Danny. It's
That was a good start. That was a strong start to the New Music Report for this week. Say if I were in a band.
Yep.
And I wanted to connect with
you. If you were in a band.
If I was in a band and I wanted to connect with you to get my music hopefully played on 2SER, what would your advice be?
Well, you wouldn't even have to be in a band. You could also be a solo producer.
What? I could like be a Guedra, solo Guedra. Producer. I could be a solo producer. Oh, my God. It's never occurred to me.
You wouldn't
a strapping
have to
young lad like me, I could be a solo
producer.
Corral
people into calendars.
That's it. I wouldn't have to dilute my vision.
No. No, and what a vision it is.
I know, right?
But I'm glad you asked. If you want to get in touch...
It's double a lot of the time.
So, look, if 2SER is here to support your music, especially if you're listening and you're based in Sydney, but you don't have to be, you can tune in from anywhere, really. But if... first point of call, I'd say, is check out many of the great music shows on 2SER.
Oh,
find
there are some great shows.
Maybe some kinship there. There's a lot of incredible, like, they're all amazing shows that deep dive into all kinds of different genres, new and old. Get in touch with them. But also, you can get in touch with me too. Submit music at 2SER.com or
submit
Lachlan
music
at 2SER.com. I do get a lot of emails, and I honestly try to get through everything. If maybe a follow up sometimes, apologies if it comes to that, but it's nothing personal. It's just
a lot of emails, inundation of emails.
Life, man.
I get a lot of phone calls from people asking me about my energy bill.
Yep.
And I'm like, look, if you're not calling about joining the band, I don't have time to talk to you.
Well, you're going solo now anyway. Collaborative.
That's it. So when I get these unidentified numbers calling me, I can just be like, sorry, this is a solo project now.
Stop trying to
dilute my vision.
I used to work with Energy Australia, but now they've gone their own way and so have I. And
you can tell. As soon as you left, that place fell apart. What are we going to do next on the New Music Report?
Look, we're going across the ditch here with the new album from The Beths.
The Beths have got a new record out.
They've got their second record out, Danny. It's a follow-up to Expert in a Dying Field.
We love that album here on 2SER.
Certainly does hit a lot of home runs here at 2SER when that came out. And it's the musical partnership of Jonathan Pierce, but also songwriter Elizabeth Stokes. He's often described as a modern-day poet because of the lyrics that she brings to The Beths. But it's just dropped up. And true to form, really catchy record, up-tempo and poetic indie rock, lot to dive into. It's one of those records you just let wash over you, and it's filled with feel-good feels.
Let's do this. Let's do some feels now from The Beths. What are we going to listen to?
Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, you're kidding me. Ark of Three Colours to Ark of the Covenant.
There's an arc to this. Let's
Here's
see if we can
another
keep it going.
Album that belongs in a museum. 2SER Breakfast.
The more I look, the more I find.
That's the Beths with Ark of the Covenant from their new record. Straight
belongs
line
in
was
a museum,
lie. It does. It belongs in a museum. That's awesome stuff. The Beths are back. To the Beth, y'all. I love that. So many Beths here on 2SER, and there might even be some more coming your way. Watch this space. This is 2SER Breakfast, the new music report. Music director Lachlan Holland is in the house with us. We've got time for one more song. My dude, what's it going to be?
Well, this one doesn't have an arc theme, although it does relate to archival music and also friendship. So Snakeheads are a local group that have been playing together for a very long time. It's based on the childhood friendship of James Roden and Pete Lusty, who met in the 1980s in Canberra at Belconnen High.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they arrived at Belconnen High. It's a play on the high school that they met together. You know, and they're drawn together by love of 70s and 80s punk and hardcore.
Yeah, I spent a bit of time in Belconnen as a youth. That's where Bruce Stadium, home of the Canberra Raiders.
Yeah, right. Okay, well...
Just thought I'd put that out there. No, that's it's got nothing to do with new music, but, you know.
That's one of your teams, isn't it?
One of my many teams.
One of my teams. Changes with the season.
I'm part owner of multiple teams.
All right. Snakeheads, Belconnen Highs is out today. So it's basically James Roden and Pete Lusty have been playing together for a long time as this band in the background amongst their other music industry work. Pete Lusty, you know, was highly regarded in the music industry, co-founded Ivy League Records, and was instrumental in the careers of quite a lot of Australian groups. He sadly passed away in 2020, shortly after they got around to finally recording a lot of their material as an album. But James Roden pushed on with the help of Jay Wally of Friends Will Rhyme and Wayne Connolly, amongst some other friends. And the album has finally seen the light of day today.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'm really glad that we can give this a bit of a run here as part of the new music report. From Snakeheads, what are we going to listen to?
It's out on their own Castle Records that they've just released. And you know what? This is true to us, Danny. I think it's true for this report. It's called I Love My Friends.
2SER Breakfast. Well, I know that you're-